Hi there, thanks for joining us. I'm Virginia Cha at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. In South Florida, swine flu concerns have closed at least five more schools. The latest focus, Miami-Dade County and Hillsborough County in the Tampa area. Health officials say there are three confirmed cases and 15 probable cases of H1N1 virus. Cleaning is underway, as you might expect, and the schools probably won't reopen before Wednesday at the earliest. President Obama unveiling a plan this hour to change the tax code. The reforms are aimed at closing loopholes for overseas tax havens and ending business tax incentives for creating jobs overseas. The administration says the changes could raise at least $210 billion over the next 10 years. Italian carmaker Fiat is on track to buy most of General Motors' European operations. It's in talks with GM right now. Fiat is already trying to snap up Chrysler. A U.S. bankruptcy court must approve that deal. This buy-up of cheap auto assets may help Fiat become a global automotive powerhouse. GM has been trying to find investors as a part of its restructuring plan. Two-time Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards is being investigated for how he spent campaign funds. At issue, more than $100,000 paid to the video production company of the woman with whom he admitted having an affair. Edwards says in a statement that no campaign funds were used improperly. Malawi's highest court is deliberating on Madonna's bid to adopt a three-year-old girl. The singer wasn't at the hearing today. A lower court said she cannot adopt the little girl because she wasn't screened properly. It says rules were bent when Madonna adopted her son, David, from Malawi last year. Madonna's lawyer says those rules are outdated. Those are the headlines for you at this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.